Yeah, next halacha that we're up to in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is a very important one. It's where the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch mentions Asa Lelech B'dalad Amos Al-Hotzim Piv Darisha B'kdusha B'gili Rosh. That a person is unable to go with Dalad Amos, even today, it's less than Dalad Amos, with his head uncovered. So this is not a topic for just for one small Minchah Marav, who hopefully in the next few nights discuss some of these halachos, but this is that concept of walking with a yarmulke. Where does that exactly come from? So there's a Gemara in Kiddushin in which Rav Huna says that he would not walk less than Dalad Amos without his head covered. And then he says the Gemara in Shabbos relates that Rav Huna would get all the, because of the Shekhinah, that he would get so much reward because he walked with his head always covered. So the question is something that we do, which is now almost universal, is that a halacha or is that a minhag? So if you look in a lot of the achronim, it does not seem to be that this is a chiyuv. If you look in the Gra and look in the Maharshal and you look at others, it is a midas chasidus. It's a strong minhag. It is something you should absolutely do. But lav davka that it has to be a chiyuv. Lav davka that has to be a chiyuv. However, the Taz in Shulchan Aruch, the Taz writes, he quotes all those opinions in a very long piece in Simin Ches, and the Taz says that even though it might be midas chasidus, nonetheless, because of the fact that the non-Jews go around with their heads uncovered, it violates uchukoseim lo se lechu. So it's really the Taz that goes one more step and says, might be a recommendation, however, you have to contend with the idea v'chukuseyim lo se lechu, that they're going with their heads uncovered, they're dafka, we have to go with their heads covered. And the Taz says that even though it might have been, at some point, midas chasidus, it has now become widespread that it would be a violation if you do not walk with your head, if you walk with your head uncovered. So there's a lot of issues to discuss. What age should a person start wearing it? And kids, and what about work? So there's a very famous machlokas between Rav Moshe Feinstein and between the Ber Moshe. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, very famously in a Tshuva Narachaim Chelek Dalet, Siman Beis says that of course, a person has a job offer and the job offer required them not to wear a yarmulke. Rav Moshe says that a person is able to go without a yarmulke. If it's just a minog, it's a strong minog, it's chasidus, it's yarei malka, but you're not going to lose money, and for sure, not having a job is considered not having a parnasa. Of course, you should wear a yarmulke. The Ber Moshe was the Debtzina Rav. The Debtzina Rav, there were five stern boys, three of which were passed away in the Holocaust, two, including their father. They were all brilliant Iluyim. They were called the Iluyish Stern boys. And two of them, one was Rav Moshe Stern. He was known as the Ber Moshe, a very strong Hungarian Rav, a very, very, very important posek in the 20th century. So the Debtzina Rav argues a lot with Rav Moshe. And in fact, in this tshuva, he attacks Rav Moshe. He quotes Rav Moshe in almost a lot of tshuvos. Rav Moshe never once quotes him. Rav Moshe was not one to quote contemporary poskim in general. He quoted the more, sources of Akiva Eger, Chasim Sofer, Nodu Behudas. But here, the Ber Moshe says, absolutely not. You should not take the job. You should, he's very, very strong. It was where he came from as a Hungarian Jew, and he was actually not the Debtzina Rav originally. He took over, and as he got to America, that community. But anyway, this is what the Chitza Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Also, Leilech Dalad Amos, L'Hosiv Davar Shabakdusha, Begili Rosh, comes back to this idea. Now, today, it's universal. It's universal. They're going to go around with their heads covered. If there is a reason, potentially, of a loss, of an important court date, maybe something, there's a lot to talk about. But obviously, the whole idea is that we should always be walking around, which is this whole simon, the understanding that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is always around us everywhere that we go. I'll say Kadosh.